Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, we're back for hour number two. Doug Sinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, all things legal. We'll be on till 11 o'clock. Since the Saints are playing at 3:25, the Saints take on, as you know, the Saints take on the 49ers this afternoon. Game coverage starts at 11 a.m. with First Take with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak. Also at 1 o'clock, join Bobby and Christian and Mike Dettillier for the Bud Light countdown to kickoff. Game time, 3:25 with Deuce and Hoss. Turn down your TV and sync up your home team with WWL, always live on the free Odyssey app. Also, you can listen to Deuce and Mike when you have Wi-Fi on your mobile tablet or on your cell phone. So you can listen to Mike and Deuce.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Turn down the sound.
So real quick, Doug, you heard it here first. Saints win today.
Yeah, I heard first and last.
All right.
All right. And it's your guy Jimmy Garoppolo, who you like too. So that's out on the limb there. All right. Well, we got on the phone line. We got Eileen Carter, executive director of Recall Latoya. She's getting up early for us on Sunday. And good morning, Eileen. How are you doing?
Good morning. You know, waking up to the same sad story that everyone else is waking up to. So, good morning.
Yeah.
It's not good morning for New Orleans.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we get up every Sunday morning. We've been doing the show, and we have to sit through these news breaks. And every darn news break, you know, it's a good day. And I'm going to say this: I'm not saying it's always a bad day. But you hear 3 murders, 6 murders, 8 murders, you know, or 6 shootings. And you almost become numb to it because you just hear it. And you know, every time you hear that someone's lost a life, you should be outraged and full of sadness. But now it's just like, hey, it's a typical day in New Orleans. And I'm speaking for you, this is probably one of the reasons you're taking on this monumental task of getting some new leadership in New Orleans. Is that correct?
Exactly. You know, sometimes we don't know what we don't know, and we become very apathetic. And I think we've done that with our leadership. We've become very apathetic, and we just accept what we have. And we don't have to do that. We are empowered with our voices and our vote. Residents need to be reminded of that. And this is not normal. What we live in is not normal, and it should never become normal. Waking up to mass shootings, waking up to, you know, shootings, you had 5 people shot in 3 hours, and that becoming a normal thing. It's not normal. We don't want our children to think that this is normal. We must speak up for our city. Our city, you know, is being basically held hostage. You know, people aren't even going out, you know, past dark, and now it gets dark really early, like 5:30. You know, it's just not fair. When is enough enough?
Now, Eileen, let's dial it back and let's just, from a historical standpoint, tell us how you started this recall petition and what was the impetus of starting that for you personally?
Well, it's funny because, you know, some people know, some people don't know. I did work in administration, and I left in April 2021. Honestly, I just saw something in the mirror, and I didn't want to work there anymore. When I left, I started to build my own business again, and then Hurricane Ida came, and we were displaced because I had roof damage on my home, so we were right outside Atlanta. And at first, I was, you know, kind of very upset about it, but then, you know what, it ended up being a blessing. I was able to see how another city was run. I got to see, honestly, I felt very ignorant one day because we were on our way home and they were doing street construction. And when I woke up the next day, the street was completed. I worked for the city of New Orleans for 3 years and I'm like, wait, what? This is possible? This happens like this? I was honestly, you know, my mind was blown because I hadn't seen anything like work happen that fast. And so being away really opened my eyes and my mind. I got to see the Atlanta mayoral election. I also saw him come into office and saw him begin to enact a lot of policy. And I was like, wait, our mayor can literally do that sitting in her bed. All she has to do is text people. How do I know? Because I've been in administration. I know how things can happen quickly if we are think about it and if we're conscious about it and if we have true leadership. And so when I got back to New Orleans, honestly, I still, you know, I mean, I've always loved the city, but I still, you know, had hope for this administration. I met with someone who actually still works in the administration. I was like, you know what? The mayor does really well in town hall meetings. You also do town hall meetings. You know, she can, you know, reconnect with the residents and build it back up. We, you know, this can still happen. And we saw the budget town hall meetings happen, right? And then during that process, I saw the disconnect with the mayor and the city. And I was like, this is really bad. And I didn't realize it was that bad. And I was like, this is not going to end well. And then I heard the news with Newell Norman. And when he was talking about how the business community was having conversations about it as well, that's when I knew that this was going to happen, truly, because it takes the people's will and it honestly takes the business community. We have to be working hand in hand for this to work. And there was rumblings of a recall and it was just, you know, it came to a head. Belden and I got together and we went up to Baton Rouge to sign the position. And our reasons were, number one, the mayor isn't putting New Orleans first and she's not executing the responsibilities of her position. And it's really that simple. The mayor isn't doing her job. People are trying to make this a race issue, a gender issue. It has nothing to do with that. If you weren't doing your job, what would happen? And, you know, there was a news report recently showing the mayor's public schedule. You know, it's public. So they requested it. And we literally got to see that the mayor isn't working. She didn't show up for a meeting with Senator Cassidy's team. How do we know that wasn't an infrastructure deal? You know, either she missed or was late for a sewage and water board meeting. You know, that's huge. The mayor is the president of sewage and water board. A lot of people don't know that. She is. She also leads public works. And those two departments aren't working together properly, as we see everywhere we drive through New Orleans. So the mayor leads the NOPD. You know, people like, what can she do about crime? If the mayor wanted to hold a meeting today and have all of the stakeholders in the justice arena come sit at the table and say, none of y'all are leaving until we, you know, come up with an effective crime plan. That could happen. We need effective leadership. We need someone who cares about the city. And today we need a controller in chief. Unfortunately, the mayor doesn't like to talk about crime. You literally don't hear the word come out of her mouth. She'll say public safety all day, but she will never say crime. Why not? Why isn't she showing up? We need a mayor, a leader to show up for us. And at this point, I'm wondering about all our elected officials because they're really hush on the issues as well. And so this isn't just about the mayor, but she does hold the executive branch. You know, we can talk about the city council all day long, and I have my issues there, but I'm focused on the recall. But the legislative branch creates the laws. The executive branch executes them. And the mayor is the head of the executive branch, and we need her to lead. So for all these reasons and more, and you can go on nolatoya.org. We have one of the drop downs. It's called Latoya's List. So there's a litany of reasons why we did it. It's probably too long to list now, but I encourage everyone to go on there and kind of take a look and remind yourself. I mean, one of the things that really, you know, sparked a lot of this was when the mayor sat on the side of the carjacker and didn't console the victims. You know, that was a huge eye opener for people because they didn't think she would do that. But I need everyone to do a heart check and realize that the decision making skills that we thought this mayor has are not working. And we see that across the board in multiple departments because all our departments are on fire. And with that newscast as well, we saw that she literally hasn't had a public safety meeting since 2021. Are you serious? With all of the leaders together, she hasn't met with certain department heads this year. She literally isn't working. That's why New Orleans is crumbling, and we have to take ownership of this. As residents, as voters, we need to empower ourselves, and we need to create change. This recall sheet will be in your living rooms next week. You know, you can do it discreetly. There's been retribution across the board from this mayor and this administration. We're putting it in your home. Nobody has to know. You know, all of sign it. The postage is paid. Return it. And this is going to be a real game changer. You know, recalls haven't been done. People have always said it can't be done. But guess what? We're in a different time. We're using different technology. We're using these QR codes. We're putting it in your living room. You can sign it discreetly and return it. Your voice is necessary in this time. We must speak up. Enough is enough.
Hey, we needed you to speak before the LSU Texas A&M game because you got me fired up here. Tell me this, as far as the mail out, can you explain how that works and what does a person who received it who's interested in the recall, what do they actually have to do?
Sure,
what are the requirements as far as witnesses? Yeah.
I'm so excited you asked this question because it was reported in Gambit. And so thanks, Clancy, for that great article. If anyone has a question about what plays out through this, he broke it down spectacularly. But when you receive the sheet in the mail, your name and information will already be printed on there. There is only two things for you to do. Print and sign. That's what you need to do. And then you need to get a witness who is Orleans Parish voter, and they need to sign their signature and date it as well. So the person needs to put their signature and date, and then they need to get a witness to put their signature and date, and that's it. And here's the deal. When you get the sheet, everyone in the household who hasn't signed or needs to sign will have their information printed. If you want to go above and beyond and they have extra spaces on your sheet, you can do that. You can do that. So we're not just asking you to sign. We're asking you to, you know, share it with your neighbors if maybe, you know, they missed it somehow. You know, we put it in front of your faces. We put it all over TV at this point. We said that we were going to be in your living rooms, and we were systematically doing that. We're doing what we said we were going to do. This, you know, isn't a small feat. Like you said, we are literally grassroots. We started with not even two pennies, trying to rub together. And through the donations of, you know, our residents and our voters, you know, we've gotten to this point. We have 13 billboards across the city. You know, we're on TV, we're on radio, and we are going to be in your living rooms putting this sheet in front of you. We ask you to take a heart check, look around the city, and do it for your community. You know, don't wait until the crime and the infrastructure woes or the economic development woes or the retaliation hits your doorstep. Do it for your community. We can do this together. We are empowered, and we're making a difference. You see it right now, you know, pressure bust pipes, right? And, you know, we haven't seen the mayor working this much since the recall started. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, and I was going to ask you that question. And you know the mayor, you worked in her administration. Have you seen any behavior modification since the recall petition has been on the board?
Absolutely. And so have residents. And they made comments about it, actually, in posting things. They're like, we haven't seen the mayor working this much in forever. And you know what? We encourage that. That's what the recall part of it is about. You know, through the process, worst case scenario, you know, she shows up for work. And, you know, that's what we're asking her to do. You know, at this time, you are our leader, and we need you to step up. That's what leaders do in times of crisis. They step up and they lead. Unfortunately, we haven't had that type of leadership in the past. We know it's in her. We've seen it, but it's been a tale of two administrations. And you could have loved her in the first administration, but you know in your heart she is not the leader for this moment at such a time as this. She's not that leader, and she's shown that, unfortunately. We'd love to have the old one back, but it's not happening, and we have to come to that realization. You know, there's this term called cognitive dissonance. No one likes to admit that they were wrong. And I'm telling you, if I have worked for her and have been in comms and have created the social media department for the city of New Orleans that did not exist, I created her brand. The city of Yes, I created that. TD, I created that. And so if I can do a heart check and have that cognitive dissonance moment of being like, you know what? I was duped and New Orleans deserves better. I believe that everyone can have that moment and be like, you know what? I love her as a person. She's cool as a person. But you know what? That doesn't mean that she's a good leader for the city. We can love our family members. We know it right now. People are together for Thanksgiving and the holidays. You know, you can love a family member, but that does not mean that they are great in a leadership position. And that's the situation that we're facing. You can love her personally, but that does not believe make her a good mayor for this time. And that's just what it is. Her leadership ability and skills are not stepping up to the moment that we have, and we need somebody to step up.
You know, it's interesting. You come from a political family, so you understand the dynamics of it. And, you know, if you're a politician, the constituents are very, very forgiving if you say, hey, I fell short on this, but I'm going to get after it and make it right. It's very interesting to me that the mayor hasn't done that. They have a recall petition that we think we're pretty sure is going to succeed. And still, the mayor has not said, hey, I hear what you're saying. I hear there's crime. I hear there's not paved streets. I hear that there's red lights aren't working. I hear that our infrastructure's not there. I am going to rededicate myself to doing that. Instead, she doubled down on what she's doing that got us in this mess to begin with. I'm just sort of confounded. Why? Do you have any explanation as to working with her, why she hasn't had this enlightened moment to maybe do a 180 on these issues?
And I think that's the problem most New Orleanians are having, because we are so forgiving. You know, we're the Big Easy. We're probably one of the most relaxed cities in the world. And when we get to the point where we're like, enough is enough, it has to be really bad. And New Orleans is in a really bad condition. Now, I love the city and I know we can come back, but we need that moment of attrition, and it's not coming. And that's the thing. Like, you know, when you're in, I mean, everybody's had a bad relationship at some point in their life, whether it's, you know, a partner, a work situation or whatever. And you have to have that moment and you're like, you know what, this isn't working. And it's not working. You've been waiting for the mayor to have that moment. You're going to be waiting until 2026 if we don't do this recall, because it's not coming. And that's the moment right. That people really need to understand. The moment that you want from her, that moment of contrition, it's not coming. And so we need to stand up and say enough is enough.
Eileen, can you stay with us over the break? Because we sure. I think Albert was, he's an attorney for the hospitality industry. And he wants to ask you about, talk about a little bit about the business impact of sure. the mayor right now and how that affects, the economy of New Orleans and, you know, getting new businesses in there. So we'll be right back after this break. We got Eileen Carter, Executive Director of Recall LaToya. And we'll be right back after this brief timeout on All Things Legal.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, we're back. Doug Sinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers, here with a guest, Eileen Carter, Executive Director of Recall LaToya. I think Albert's got some questions regarding the hospitality industry and why a change needs to be made.
I represent a number of restaurants, a number of venues, both in the city of New Orleans, Jefferson, and other areas, and attorney for the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation, and so I'm very involved with that. And you know, it goes back to a lot of the COVID things that happened. You know, a lot of us wanted to file, an equal protection problem, you know, a case against the city and the mayor for singling out restaurants and hospitality venues for, you know, restrictions where, you know, the city hall and One Shell Square and everybody else didn't have those same restrictions. And a lot of my clients were telling me, you know what, we'd love to do it, and we think you're right. The problem is, you know, we'll have the Board of Health at our restaurant every day looking at a piece of something on the floor and giving us citations for it. So she's vindictive, and that's what she's going to do. And this is playing out in what we see of her personality now. You know, just like Doug said, you know, she doubles down on her nonsense. I'm working hard for the city every day. Well, you know, the records prove that you're not. And you know, and the video showing you watering your plants at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at an apartment that's not even yours, that's paid for by the city, and your salary's paid for by the city, and the police officer's salary's paid for by the city, supposedly working 12 hours that day, and all of these things that are getting exposed. And now she's hiding and running and won't answer questions about it. When she does ask a question, she talks in circles and says, you know, I'm doing the hard work of the city. I'm doing the work. I work every day. And again, like Doug said, I don't think she's going to have a contrite moment where she's going to say, you know, you're right, I'm sorry, I'm going to do better. And, you know, bear with me, we'll get through this. None of that. So I think that's part of her personality. Or maybe it's just indefensible. Maybe she's like, you know what, how do you defend this? I just have to, you know, say things over and over, and maybe people start believing it. But I know that I've spoken to so many people in the hospitality industry, and some of them have met privately with her in a group and, you know, try to explain the problems and the issues they were having, French Quarter especially, with just the crime and the vagrancy and the, you know, just the everything that's going on in the quarter when it used to be a real fun, nice place for, you know, for tourists to be and spend a lot of money, right, which is the lifeblood of this city. Now, all of a sudden, it's turning into, you know, some of the streets in San Francisco where you just have people passed out all over the place and you know, nobody down there really spending money. They're just kind of walking around causing trouble. And then, you know, you've got gangs back and forth shooting at each other. I'm betting $1 to $100 that it's this. The shooting last night was a gang related issue with five people shot. Those are the things that we need to address. And it's almost as if, especially when she got in the courtroom and sided with the carjacker. It's almost as if she's siding with the people that are not contributing to our society, the people that are making our society a worse place to live. And I know for the hospitality industry, they're reluctant to say and do anything about it or call her out on it, because they're worried about retaliation, because that's her vindictive nature to go ahead and use her power and her influence to fight back and maybe even put you out of business.
Exactly. It's crazy because, well, number one, I do want to thank the hospitality industry, because to be perfectly honest, the Restaurant Association was one of the first associations to speak out and to help us in this recall. So I really want to thank you all for speaking out. And I have to give a shout out. I know y'all may not know this, but there was a gentleman named Mr. Ambrose, Daniel Ambrose. He owns the Half Shell Restaurant. He has talked to the hospitality industry, you know, has led in that arena for a while, and he was going to host an event at his restaurant, just an education event. It wasn't even about signing the recall. Just a lot of people were having the conversation in his restaurant. And so he posted that he was going to have us there. His landlord, the McKenna's, immediately called him and told him to take it down and cancel the event. He did. The next day, he was met with a 5-day eviction notice and a temporary restraining order. This is not a joke. We did go to court with him. Justice is prevailing. I'll leave it like that. I don't want to get all into the specifics of that. That'll be him to say. But justice is prevailing. So even though they tried with retaliation, it's not working, because we are empowered and we know our rights. And retaliation is a very real thing. You know, it had been done behind the scenes a lot. Now we see it in the news. It's a part of her personality and leadership style that people, kind of whispered. It was the elephant in the room, but now people are speaking up. And that's my thing. If we all speak up at the same time, she can't retaliate against the whole city. Well, let me take that back. She tried by trying to take away Mardi Gras, right? That was retaliation. Right. That was a very real thing. I mean, we're laughing, but it's true. Like, she really said that. She really did it. It made international news. And so this is the type of leadership we're dealing with. And so if we want something different, we need to take a different approach. And how do you take down a bully? You know, you have to be honest and you have to tell the truth to the bully. And it needs to be by a large crowd. And so that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a bully situation, and we all need to speak up and tell the truth. And to say that you have business owners, you know, families who've been in this city who are scared to speak up because of retaliation from the mayor, like, that's a terrible way to leave this city. That's a terrible way for New Orleanians to live. And we're better than that.
Right.
We absolutely are. And I'm not afraid. The only person I fear is the Lord. And so, you know, we all need to get in that mindset and to speak up for ourselves and others. And so I do appreciate the hospitality industry stepping up.
And, you know, I wanted to tell you.
Kudos to Mark Robert. He was one of the first ones out there. I was a little surprised, but very proud of him at Robert's grocery, where he had petitions signed up and people lined up in all of his locations, not just the Lakeview, but all of his locations. And there was a desk there being manned by anyone who wants to come sign the petition for recall, because, he's tired and it's his city. Let me tell you, my children were born in New Orleans. They're eighth generation Nikos. Born in New Orleans, and it saddens me to see. You know, we were here before the Louisiana Purchase was signed, right? And it saddens me to see that, you know, our city that I've known and loved, was born here, went to school here. It saddens me to see what's happening, and you feel almost helpless. And it's honestly people like you that are willing to take the bull by the horns.
Amen.
And fight back.
Amen.
And thank you for for your courage and your efforts.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Eileen, also, I told this anecdote about businesses. We had to write in a personnel manual for a company that does sales in South Louisiana, for them, that it is a offense to get gas in a non-emergency situation in Orleans Parish, because they travel all over Louisiana and they say, get your gas in St. Jefferson and St. Tammany Parish. And I tried to convey that story on, you know, the unfriendly, you know, I guess you need businesses in New Orleans to thrive, because a rising tide raises all boats. And, you know, a lot of the in New Orleans is very unique, because you get a lot of those left brain businesses here if it's safe. You know, you'd have the tech people who are attracted to San Francisco, and, you know, who are sort of, you know, in non-traditional businesses where, you know, it involves creativity, you know, the IT business. And, you know, all you need to do is have a little safety and they're going to come. And that's the number one factor, the safety and the infrastructure that's keeping these businesses from really, you know, bringing some high powered, you know, jobs to Orleans Parish.
Exactly. And unfortunately, right now we see an exodus. That was literally the verbiage that I believe NOLA.com used a couple months ago in their article. We're having an exodus of businesses and residents. And it's very unfortunate because the leadership won't speak to it. You know, they won't speak to anything. They just kind of, you know, sweep things under the rug and act like it's not happening, close your eyes, and, you know, it's just supposed to disappear. But that's not the world we live in. We are living in New Orleans. The residents are feeling it in their everyday quality of life. And, you know, that's funny because that's what the mayor said, that she was going to come in and change our quality of life, you know, hit the low-hanging fruit. Well, mayor, crime is out of control. Infrastructure is out of control. Mm-hmm. Businesses are leaving. Residents are leaving. What are you doing?
We're going to take a break. Eileen, when we get back on the other side, I want you to give us the mechanics of people who want to vote, the different ways are to sign the recall petition, the different ways they can do that, or if they want to get involved, you know, we'll talk about that so you can get all that information out there so we can make, you know, so that they can exercise their rights and their voices. So we'll be right back with Doug Sinceri, Albert Nico, with special guest Eileen Carter from Recall Latoya. Will be right back after this brief timeout.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, we're back. Doug Sinceri, Albert Nico, with Eileen Carter, Executive Director of Recall Latoya. We're getting toward the end of the hour. Eileen, thank you for staying with us on Sunday morning. We appreciate you, tell us if Orleans Parish residents, the different ways they can either A, fill out a ballot, or B, you know, support the cause.
Wonderful. NOLATOYA.org is your one-stop shop for everything. Everyone who is an Orleans Parish voter is eligible to sign the recall. And let me repeat that. Everyone who is an Orleans Parish voter is eligible to sign the recall. And your signature must be handwritten. We know that there was one that was put out with like 5,000 signatures online. If that's what you did, it is not relevant. It must be handwritten on one of the recall sheets from the Secretaries of State. We will be mailing them out this week. We are mailing over 138,000. Let me repeat that, 138,000 recall sheets out to Orleans Parish voters. We only need a percentage of that to come back for us to make this happen. So we're asking everyone to do a heart check when it reaches your living room and sign the recall and return it. The postage is already paid. You just need to sign it and date it, have an Orleans Parish voter witness it, sign it and date it, put it back in the envelope and return it. There will be instructions in the envelope to literally walk you through the process. You know, it's going to take all of us, and you can find all of this information, again, at nolatoya.org, nolatoya.org.
So let me ask you, Eileen, real quickly, how many do we need, and how far along are we, how close are we before this mail-out effort begins?
Sure, we need approximately 54,000 signatures, 53,000, you know, we're looking for more than that because we want to make sure that we, you know, put an exclamation point on this. We currently, well, not currently because we have a little bit more now, but a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, we did a press conference where we had 35%. We have not done a large count since then because I've just been preparing for this mailer and it's more work than you think. To get it inputted so we can, you know who signed, who hasn't, checked signatures. If there was any inconsistency in your signature or maybe we couldn't read it, you know, you will be receiving it as well. We want to make sure that this is done properly by the books. We have talked to the Secretary of State. We do have legal advice. We're doing everything that we have to do on our end. We just need the residents to show up here about their community. And if you are a voter, you are eligible to sign this recall. There's been a lot of misinformation with regard to that. You know, if the mayor's people, I'll put it that way, you know, I've had NOPD, I've had different departments at Public Works, NORD say, if I sign, I'm going to lose my job. That is not possible. That is retaliation, and it is against the law for that to happen. I just want you to understand that directly.
Now, if there's a lot of people who live in the outlying parishes who can't vote, but could probably contribute to the cause, how could they do that?
You can donate on nolatoya.org. We really need you. All of our billboards, you know, our signs, we do have new shirts coming out. Black and gold, you know, and with those donations, that's how we keep everything up. We really appreciate your support. You can also, you know, host an event. You can't sign it, but you can help host an event. We do have some business owners who are in the French Quarter who hosted an event, even though they didn't live in New Orleans. And we had an absolute wonderful turnout because they invited all of their friends and family to come to the event. So there are many ways to do it. You know, even if you can't physically sign, we still need your support. We know New Orleans does affect the greater New Orleans area, and we literally are all in this together. So we appreciate everyone's donations, volunteers, time, support, prayers. We take it all, and you can find all the information, again, at nolatoya.org.
You know, I think most great movements in the United States have been from the bottom up and not top down. Which one of the things that you have learned from this bottom-up process that you've been spearheading in the recall that you maybe didn't expect, or something that was, nice to learn about your city?
We have more in common than we do have differences.
Amen.
You know, people to play party lines, but we have so much in common, and we're very unified. We have people who are no party, libertarians, independents, Republicans, Democrats. You know, we are all working together for one thing. When did you ever think that was going to happen? But that's the truth. You know, the libertarian group has been very helpful. They host lots of parties on a regular basis, recall parties weekly, actually. And you know that they aren't talked about enough. They like to call this a Democratic-Republican thing. But, you know, we have libertarians, no parties, independents, really helping move this forward. And what we've done is we partnered with groups. And I think that's the thing. You know, we have more in common than we do differences. And if we focus on those things and build a better quality of life, we can make a change for everyone in the community.
Preach it. Preach it. Okay, one more time. If anybody needs to contact you about Recall Latoya, just give us one more shout.
Yeah, please reach out to us, nolatoya.org. There's an email on there. You can email us. Our P.O. Box information is there if you want to, you know, send us a letter, support, send a check. If you don't want to do it online, all the information is right there at nolatoya.org. We can do this together. We are stronger together. And I just want residents to know that they're empowered and we can, you know, ditch the apathy and move forward and walk forward into a new New Orleans together.
Eileen, Albert and I want to extend a personal thanks for what you're doing, contributing to the city.
Absolutely.
And anything that we can do, call in. You got open lines with us at any time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you have a beautiful Sunday. It's a beautiful day out there. And enjoy, and Merry Christmas to you, Eileen, if I don't talk to you and your family before Christmas. So God bless. Thanks so much, Eileen. All right, let's go to a break. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. We'll be right back after this brief timeout. Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Albert Nico, your weekend lawyers. Got a couple of minutes. We're going to go to hour number three after national news, local news in a couple of minutes. We'll be on till 11 o'clock. Albert, got a couple of texts in response to Eileen's last hour. It said, I signed the recall, loaded the U-Haul, and moved out of state. God bless what you're doing. I'll come home when New Orleans heals. Another text, came to the city last night for a wedding at Lakefront Airport. Leaving with about five others, we heard gunshots and all ducked behind vehicles. That's pretty, like Eileen was saying, we're just used to it. We can't, you know, and Eileen's trying to say this is not, it's not normal.
Go enjoy your wedding, you know?
Yeah.
It's great.
You know, we have a lot of functions, and we're just talking about, you know, we spend, I know Michelle and I will spend 4 or 5 weekends in New Orleans, staycations. We'll spend a weekend, go down Friday, maybe for a Saints game, and stay to Sunday afternoon. And, you know, we don't do that anymore. And there's a lot of people who say, hey, I'd like to spend some time, you know, go downtown from North Shore, spend a couple hundred dollars eating. They don't want to do that. They're just, you know, they're just scared. I mean, they're saying it's just not worth it. We'll just stay on the North Shore. Yeah.
Rightfully so. You know, I'll go to Jefferson Parish. I'll go to St. Tammany Parish. I'll go to St. Bernard Parish, you know, wherever. But I'm not going to go where there's a high chance of losing my life or getting my car broken into. And it's just not, it's not how I want to end my night, you know, or my life.
You know, and also, too, we were working on a deal for a business in New Orleans, and the investors backed out for one reason only. It was in Orleans Parish and safety concerns.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they were good to go. So, all right, hour number three, you know, we'll take your calls. We'll probably talk about a little Hurricane Ida updates. And so we'll be on till 11 o'clock. So stay tuned. National news, local news. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for hour number three of all things legal.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.